Am Telefon haben wir jetzt Sophie. Sie ist 16 und kommt aus den USA. Sie war Finalistin beim Malwettbewerb von May Peace Prevail on Earth. Hello Sophie.
Hello.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Sophie. I am from the Western United States. As evidenced by my participation in the art contest, I love art. I paint a lot in my spare time. When I really love painting nature, I take walks outside a lot. And I am also a member of my school robotics team, so I spend a lot of time doing things like physics and engineering.
Why did you participate in the May Peace Prevail on Earth contest?
My art teacher introduced the contest to me a few years ago when I joined her studio. And I really liked the concept that the competition was about promoting peace, about exposing children and students to different art forms and letting them create their own compositions and express their own ideas.
Would you like to describe your picture? What message do you want to bring the people with this picture?
I won 2 years in a row. I was a second place winner in 2017 and a finalist in 2018. So in 2017, the theme was Nature for All, and my artwork was a depiction of a girl helping an injured animal. And what I wanted to express with that was that it is important, and that it is important for everyone to be compassionate towards nature, because nature is, in the end, still where we come from, and it is a very important part of this planet and sustaining it and making sure that we can continue to preserve all the wonders of what Earth has to offer for us for generations to come, for all people of all races, all gender identities, all sexualities. And this year, or not this year, but in 2018, the theme was Living Peace. And what I saw in that theme was how important it is to be inclusive for people of all different backgrounds, for people living with disabilities, for people who have lived through different circumstances in life, to be able to come together at a table and discuss the issues that they face and to just enjoy time with each other and to care about one another.
And why is peace important for you?
Peace is extremely important to me just because, I mean, no one really wants to live a life that is full of conflict and strife. And I think, I mean, just simply speaking, peace makes life a lot more enjoyable, and it makes it possible to appreciate so many more things relative to if you are living constantly in anger or in stress.
And what do you think we can do to make the world peaceful? It is already kind of peaceful, but you know, there are still a lot of wars. What could we do to change that?
I definitely believe that the concept of peace is a very difficult one to achieve, because there's so many different conflicting ideals and ideologies in this world. But I believe that the first step is always to communicate and to make an effort to understand what other people believe and what other people think. Because I think right now, living in the United States especially, I've seen a lot of evidence of this, that there is a lot of listening for the sake of listening and not for the sake of understanding and comprehending. And I believe that moving toward listening for comprehension would be an important first step in achieving peace anywhere.
Okay, thank you, Sophie, very much for your interview and for your time, and I wish you the very best.
Thank you for having me.